so successful and what it meant to this one?
Right, it was huge to the win. We granted some meat. Definitely the game could have gone, you know, different ways through the course of the game. But I thought our players, you know, really toughed it out when they had to. And that was an example of that in this ball game. Important third down conversions. Great catch by Kyle Williams and Kaepernick. And then controlling the clock and getting that touchdown was huge. And other guys, there's a lot of guys. D-line was, you know, somewhat like a, I mean, they were hurting. And, you know, that bunch of guys just toughed it out.
Jim, Bo would have loved that, wouldn't he?
That drive?
Bo, yeah.
Yes, he would have. He would have loved that very much.
Jim, did you approach
him? Somewhere he's up there smiling down.
Sure.
Yeah, that was a, line was coming off the ball, and you know, Frank was determined, and the whole unit. I mean, they were determined to move the football and keep our defense off the field that had played so well in that ball game.
Jim, was you going to this game thinking that Vernon might be able to get deep? Was that a prime thought about this offensive approach?
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was going to be tough. We knew it was going to be a tough ball game, tough moving the ball. They have a very good defense, you know, very good run defense. And when they, you know, they committed an extra player to the box and went with man coverage, and then it's at times zero coverage. I mean, that gave Vernon a chance to win and make the big play. And that was great plays he made too. The three catches. I'm thinking the corner route. Especially on the boundary, we went up, climbed the ladder, went up and got that. I didn't think that he was going to be able to make that play. And then the touchdown, that ball seemed like it got tipped on the right side for the touchdown. And great concentration making that play. Those were big time plays.
Sorry, when you were talking about that long offensive drive, you said that we were grinding some meat.
Uh-huh.
I kind of like it. I'm not exactly sure what it means. What do you mean by that?
Playing tough, hard-nosed football. Grinding out the running game.
Okay, got it.
Pounding the meat. Grinding the meat.
I know you have big expectations for Eric Reed when you draft him.
Who?
Eric Reed.
Yes.
But you know, his play today was very good. What are the two or three things he's done to make himself fit in so well as a rookie, even as a rookie?
He's blessed with a lot of ability. He's very sharp, learns very well, doesn't repeat mistakes. He's not an error repeater. Once he does something, he gets coached on it. You don't see that same mistake again. I think the other thing that's really important for him to continue to do is a lot of times, you know, it could be easy to say, you know, I'm a starting player. I'm a first-round pick. I'm starting, you know, day one for the 49ers, and you start feeling pretty darn good about yourself. And I think he's done a real good job of continuing to know that he's got to work hard and improve and you know, just keep coming. That's what I hope for him.
How about Corey Lemieux come along so far?
He's been good. He's been real good at each. You know, pass rushers in this game are hard to find, and he's doing it's exciting to see him do the job he's doing. And you know, he doesn't say a whole lot ever. But same thing for him. You know, just keep coming. Don't feel good. Don't feel good about yourself. Feel good about yourself, but feel like you can get better too.
Jim, is it accurate to say that along with grinding, maybe you rattle boards? Is that part of that phrase? Or
That's a different phrase. Yeah.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
Jim.
It's not rattled molars.
No,
there's no nothing with molars.
I'm going to talk to your dad. I believe there's molars.
No. You're referring to rattling fillings. Okay. Rattle fillings. No, we're just grinding meat.
I don't know what the percentage was. It definitely calling through most of his passes to either Vernon or Anquan, and has for some weeks now. Is that at all a problem that you're not spreading it out, or is this because they're good enough? Just keep throwing to those guys.
Yeah, I mean, we targeted some other guys, Vance, in this game, John Baldwin, Kyle Williams, And then Anquan, you know, go-to guy on a crucial play, you know, makes the third down for us. That was another big part of that long drive, picking up that third and two.
You mentioned that your defensive line was hurting there at the end. Mm-hmm. What is Glenn Dorsey's status, and do you have to make some moves at that position?
Well, we got some guys that'll be in the mix this week, Quentin Dial, and we'll see about Tank Carradine. But I think he's ready. I think both those guys are ready, and they can start practicing this week. So
ready to move up to the 53.
We'll see. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. But they're ready to start practicing.
Well, the second challenge on the spot. Were you aware that even if they were incorrect on the spot, if it was short of the first down, you were going to get charged with a timeout?
Yes. I thought it was worth it to get that first down there.
Move it closer.
Not move it closer, but get the first down. Wanted the first down. I knew that if we didn't get the first down, then you're charged a timeout and a challenge.
On the TV coverage at one point, I think it was mid fourth quarter, there was a shot of a pretty animated conversation that I think you were in the middle of. We're trying to serve as a Judge Judy sort of.
No, I was just wasn't serving as anything. I was just advising Boone not to retaliate. He got kicked in the face, and then he retaliated. And for some reason in this league, it's only the retaliation part that seems to get called the most often. So
he was upset at a Cardinals player that had kicked him.
Correct.
It wasn't clear from the team.
Yeah, and we've had too many of those plays where we retaliate to something and get a personal foul, and it needs to stop.
How much was it nice to see the balance on offense today? I mean, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I just thought it was a gritty, determined win by the football team. I thought, really everybody was contributing. This was another real good team win.
Yeah. Jim, their two-point conversion try, they ran a gadget play, uh-huh. I'm guessing. Haven't seen that particular play much. Correct me if I'm wrong, but are you happy with the way your coverage held together for a play that ran a long time?
Very happy. In fact, saw that this week in practice. Our defense, Vic and his staff had seen that, had put it on the cards, and our defense, our scout team, ran it and executed it in practice, and did a good job defending the game. So, credit to those coaches for preparing us for that.
Did it score in practice?
No.
The team had 39 penalties in the first four games, but only seven in the last two. What do you attribute that drop in penalties to?
I think our team's a disciplined football team, and they're doing a good job of playing that way. And we can get better at it.
Thank you.